It is Friday, May 31st, 2013, and from the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. Walton Arts Center presents the 13th Annual Art of Wine Festival, Thursday, June 13th through Saturday, the 15th. These three evenings will feature a winemaker's dinner, tastings featuring more than 400 wines from around the world, as well as food from the area's finest restaurants. Art of Wine Festival tickets and more information available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600.
Ahead on Ozarks, Michael Tilley of thecitywire.com discusses recent signs the Arkansas economy is improving. Adams Collins plays inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio and some sounds of a rain-drenched first full day at Wakarusa.
But first, Saturday night at midnight is the deadline for graduating high school students to apply for Arkansas Lottery scholarships if they're hoping to get one for this fall. Shane Broadway, director of the Arkansas Department of Higher Education says many have begun the process.
We've got about 5,000 students who have started an application but have not finished all the way of getting all their information to us, their FAFSAs or their ACT scores. Some of them may be still deciding whether or not they're going to attend college in the fall. And my message to them would be, go ahead and finish your application.
Broadway estimates about 33 to 36,000 students will be awarded scholarships for this fall.
Arkansas House Representative Tim Griffin says he's working with the House Ways and Means Committee to alter the existing tax code. Congressman Griffin says he wants to lower the top tax rate for individuals as well as corporate taxes. He says reduction in rates can be offset by the closing of some loopholes and deductions.
We have put out three discussion drafts to date. One that deals with taxing of financial transactions, one that deals with the taxing of pass-throughs entities, and one that deals with international taxation.
Congressman Griffin says changing the tax code is his top priority and something he thinks can be done with bipartisan support.
A new lockage policy for recreational boaters along the McClellan Kerr Arkansas River Navigation System will be implemented next week. Starting Monday, many of the locks will be closed to recreational boaters between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on all days except federal holidays. John Balgavy, Chief of Operations for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Little Rock, says the new lockage policy was developed as part of an overarching national strategy to make the more than 40-year-old locks last longer while federal budgets are on the decline.
We have developed a rec policy which, you know, sort of addresses using the lock less swings on the gate, and also trying to do some more maintenance on it. We put out a draft policy, and we had 8 public workshops, so we got a lot of good public comment about how people use the river. And we tried to our best ability to use that to identify some times when we could actually close the lock to wreck traffic and impact the wreck users the least.
He says of the three distinct groups that use the river system the most, the policy was crafted to keep weekends free of closures for anglers and big boat users. And boaters that traverse the river system are placated with lockage opportunities in the morning and afternoon. The new policy will affect 11 of the 13 locks on the McClellan Kerr system, while Ozark Lock and Trimble Lock near Fort Smith will continue to operate on the reduced schedule of 8 a.m. to noon daily.
Under the same national strategy, those locks, because of their number of commercial lockages, were identified as lower use locks. So we went from full service to reduced service at them. So every day we have a 4-hour closure to all vessels at those two locks. And that's the same way there are 3 locks in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Reach, that are closed 4 hours a day as well. And again, that's to try to accomplish more maintenance given a constrained budget.
Balgavy says while recreational users are a large part of traffic along the Arkansas River system, a study conducted for developing the new lockage policy showed that the new policy would have had an impact on 29 lockages throughout last year at Murray Lock in Little Rock, the busiest lock and dam for recreational traffic in the state.
A round of public meetings in June, organized by the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission, will examine existing and future water uses and needs in the state for the next 40 years. Edward Swain with the commission says the public can ask questions and make comments on updating what's known as the Arkansas Water Plan. Swain says he feels it's important for the public to be involved and to help the commission with water planning.
So it's our effort in Arkansas to make sure that we're aware of our water issues and that we look forward to make sure that we're going to meet our water needs into the future and that we come up with solutions. The public has a lot of interest in water issues. To make sure that we manage those properly is in everybody's interest.
Swaim says this is the second of four rounds of public meetings. The meetings begin next week in Northwest Arkansas and the Arkansas River Valley. Meetings will be held at 6:30 p.m. June 4th in Fort Smith, 6:30 p.m. June 6th in Harrison, 9 a.m. June 6th in Russellville, and at 3 and 5:30 p.m. on June 11th in Fayetteville.
Two campgrounds on the Buffalo National River will reopen after the National Park Service accepted volunteer agreements with two local organizations. Because this is the third consecutive year that the National Park Service has experienced budget cuts, the park announced earlier this year that several campgrounds would be closed and that maintenance would be scaled back at the park. But with the new volunteer agreements, the Rush Campground near Buffalo Point and South Maumee Campground near Harriet will reopen. According to a press release issued this morning, Park Superintendent Kevin Sherry approved volunteer agreements with the Scenic Highway 14 Association and the Searcy County Chamber of Commerce. The agreements will see the two organizations provide maintenance services such as cleaning fire rings and bathrooms and hauling trash.
Northwest Arkansas Naturals had a rough night at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale last night. They lost to Corpus Christi 5-0. It's the third loss in the series for the Nats, the fifth loss in a row overall for the Nats. The Naturals continue to play at home tonight. They open a three-game series against the San Antonio Missions.
Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with a 90% chance in northwest Arkansas and an 80% chance in the Arkansas River Valley. Expect lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers in northwest Arkansas and a 90% chance in the Arkansas River Valley. Highs will be in the upper 70s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows from 53 in northwest Arkansas to 59 in the Arkansas River Valley.